What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Whoa, what's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. What is up? It's Tuesday. Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque, and we're talking today about don't confuse your confession. Don't confuse your confession. Everybody is, in some ways, a prophet of their own life. You are declaring life every day, or you're declaring death. The lie of the enemy is to get you to speak what's in front of you. Can he get you to talk about your normal circumstances? Can he get you to, out of the name of prayer, speak death? See, we talked about the blessing. And part of the blessing is declaring it. Part of it is speaking it. Part of it is confessing it. And I get some older people get kind of jacked up because there might have been teachings years ago about naming and claiming all this other craziness. Look, first of all, don't put your busted 80s televangelists on me. Second of all, I never seen them. Third of all, there's a principle in the Bible to declare life. And when you believe something, you know, years ago, I had a vision. And in this vision, I saw these people living in these, like, I saw people living in these, like, big homes. And they were glass, you know. And it was like light was shining in from everywhere. And everything was green. And then another season, every single piece of glass on the glass house was broken. And there were weeds everywhere and a septic. And I said, God, what is that? And he said, the people living in the septic houses that are all destroyed are there because that is the house they created with their words. And the people that are blessed with light shining and they're prospering, they speak that out, you know, through Christ. I'm not talking about just positive confession. And in many ways, you are the prophet of your own destiny. What you believe, look, everybody wants prophecy. Oh, can you please just look up the word of God and speak it over your situation? You know, long before Luke got his, you know, they told me he couldn't hear and we had to go through that whole battle with him. About a year before I even knew that, the Lord had me like just confessing. There's a book called Health Food by Kenneth Hagin. And it reads a scripture. Of course, you know what it is, bro. Chris is nodding. Everyone knows. Because for like for 6 months, I made everybody get the book and declare healing over their life, even if they didn't need it. So when the situation arose and he failed his newborn screening, I didn't even blink. And when they told me he wasn't going to hear, I didn't even blink. I never went to Google. I never tried to join a little deaf community so everybody would feel bad for each other. Are you kidding me? I didn't blink because I confess the word. People come to me all the time. I need a miracle in my... I remember one person was like, you don't understand. I've had everyone lay hands on me. Oh, Benny Hinn and this one and Oral Roberts and all these people and everybody in the world prayed for me. Oh, can you also agree? And I said, sure. Why don't you give me about 3 healing scriptures so we can have a point of contact? Because I want my faith built too. And they had none. So let me get this right. You're sick in your body, needing a miracle, and you're running around to people to try to do this for you, and you don't even have a scripture in your heart? Like, I can't even work with... You are... Well, God can do anything. Yeah. Let's talk about the percentages of that. Everything in the Bible is filled with Christ in us, filling us, partnering with us, everything. And you want to take the gamble on the 0.05% of people that are just going to lay in bed, lift a finger, and God's going to do something? Yeah, I'll be at your funeral saying, well, it didn't have to end this way. That isn't even scripture, man. everyone that came to him was made whole. Everybody that pressed in to touch Jesus got touched. The woman with the issue of blood pressed through the crowd. What are you even pressing through? What are you even pushing through to touch God? Seriously? You think you're going to watch Anderson Cooper and Kelly Ripa every morning? And somehow God's going to intervene through the TV? Get a life, man. No! This is a partnership with heaven. And you are confusing your confession if every day you're declaring, I'm single, I'm broke, I don't have this, I'm that. I'm a pastor for many, many, many years now. Do you know how many times I've had to deal with adults that were little kids and all their dad said to them was, you are stupid. Why are you so stupid? You are an idiot. You're going to amount to nothing. And guess what happened? It happened. So I realized a long time ago that your words have power and they have life. And we believe that, you know, we can, if I pray for the sick or I say something over you or I charge you like I do, we feel it. All I'm doing is declaring life over you. That's it. And if we don't line up our words and our speech, the book of James says your tongue is like a little, you know, like a little rudder that can steer a whole ship. So many people's lives have been derailed. I'm telling you right now, because they don't believe what they speak. If you're waiting for your circumstances to change and then you'll start declaring, it's not going to happen. If you're waiting for the husband to come and then you're going to start declaring, it ain't going to happen. What you're speaking today is what you're going to live in tomorrow, and that's a fact. After the break, we got some heavy things and a funny story for you. I'm going to show you a scripture that's going to back everything I'm telling you up, and I'm going to tell you a time that I almost killed a dog. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about speaking life and not confusing your confession. What do you believe? Then speak it. What are you believing for? Declare it. Read scriptures over your life. Lay hands on your children at night and speak the blessing over them, the blessing of the Lord. There's a scripture in Proverbs 18 that I really believe that you need to know. In Proverbs 18:21 says, the power of life and death is in the tongue. The tongue can bring death or life. And those that love to talk will reap the consequences. Good or bad? If you love to talk, you're going to walk in everything you're declaring, good or bad. You are going to reap what you sow with your mouth, good or bad. And we live in a day where talk is cheap, not in the realm of faith and demonic unbelief. One time there was somebody helping me in the ministry, early days, like an assistant, you know? And she lived in Rhode Island. She was amazing, prophetic, powerful, you know. And she was like single, had like another family member there. And she had a dog. And I remember walking in her house, thinking nothing about it, man. And her little dog walked up to me. And I've never been fond of dogs. I tried to trim it back to why. And I think one day, you know, we were harassing a dog walking to school that was on a leash. We'd run up, like, kick it and run. One day, the dog busted out of the leash and just scared everything in me. So I've always respected dogs after that. But I don't know. I mean, my pug incident. Anyway, so I walked in her door and I saw her dog and I went, oh, you look like, you know, there's no filter. I'm just saying whatever's in my head. And I said, you look like a tumor dog in India. when I went to India, they have these dogs roaming the streets and they all have tumors, flaps hanging off them, bumps all over their face. And I'm like, that's a tumor dog. And I started calling the dog TD for tumor dog. And every time I went to her house, I was like, hey, TD, come here, buddy, TD. Oh, my little tumor dog. She didn't think it was as funny. I thought it was hilarious. Until the dog grew tumors, bro. The dog started getting sick, breaking out in bumps, and having flaps. I mean, you couldn't even make this up. I felt so horrible when they were blaming me for his his tumors. I literally had to go like apologize to the dog and lay hands on the thing and command healing and blessing. And I couldn't believe it. And the dog turned around and whatever. It's like, you know, her best friend. I think dog's got to be old now. I'm not sure it's around anymore. But I remember when that happened. For me, it was like just a little lesson that my words have power. That we flippantly can say something. Look, I'm not telling you don't joke. I joke all the time. But my point is, God used that story to show me that words have power in life, and life and death. So if you're seeing death, what is death? Anything, sickness, loneliness, anxiety, fear, intimidation, jealousy, anger. Those things are death. It's demonic side. I realize anger isn't sin, but sinning in anger isn't. Obviously, that's what I'm talking about. When we just constantly confess those things, we become it. How many people I know, wish I had a wife, wish I had a husband, wish I had a better job. I don't really like my job. I wish this was different. I wish I didn't live here. I don't really like my house. I don't like where I live. I don't like where I work. I don't like this. I don't like that. This is a problem. This is a problem. This is a problem. And the more they speak it, guess what? Year after year, nothing changes. Year after year, they're unhappy. They're miserable. They're unhealthy. They're just ugly. And they wonder why life's this way. And I'm thinking, you worked hard to get here, by the way. Like, you don't get here overnight. This is like years of wrong thinking and wrong confessing. When I was in seasons of my life where other people confessed problems over me, I started changing the narrative. And I started thanking God that I was a mighty man of God and that I was going to do great things with my life. And I was going to, you know, change the world and preach in the far-flung corners of the globe. And things started happening. We must dream bigger, lift our vision higher. And today, and this is a great reminder, speak life. You know what I did one time? I put a rubber band on my wrist. And every time I spoke negative, thought negative, or acted negative, I went, whoopsh, and whipped my wrist. I think I told you before. It got to a point I had blisters on my wrist the first hour. You don't realize how negative you really are. Why don't you want to fast something? Everybody's fasting. Why don't you fast negativity? And stop speaking death over your family and your children and what you see and what you perceive, and start speaking the opposite. Doesn't require any faith to speak doubt. It's your natural stance. It requires faith to speak life. And whatever it is you're lacking, we find in Him. So as we go today, I want you honestly, when this podcast is done, I want you to start declaring life. When this thing is over, forget who's around you. Forget what you're doing. When this podcast is done, I want you to start thanking God for everything in your life. And I want you to start speaking out that your circumstances are changing. We'll see you tomorrow. Start speaking.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.